That's what I was going to say.
Now we're the ones telling the guys.
Yeah.
Our Diamond Dogs are in the room. You guys played with Cocktail Slippers last night?
Yes, yes.
At the Barn? What do you think of the Barn?
Great. I mean, it was a rocking little joint. It was nice. Big, nice.
Speak station. Right into the mic. What's your first name?
Sulo is my name.
Sulo?
It's Finnish. You know, it's... I'm not Finnish yet. I'm not finished.
I know, you just started.
But, you know, it's a nickname. It's a Finnish nickname. And Mike Monroe, Hanna Roxy,
right,
explained to me that it means the beautiful one. If you say it in one, you know. But if you say it in another little accent, it can mean toilet. So you need to keep your tongue right.
I have a little thing with Michael Monroe. He was supposed to call in this show.
Okay.
Instead, his driver calls in and said, Michael can't do it. He's sleeping.
Oh. Sleeping. He's beauty sleep. He's beauty sleep. It never works.
Nah, I'll just sleep this one off. All right. We're going to play a few more Cocktail Slipper songs, and we'll focus on Diamond Dogs. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Go ahead.
How long have you known these guys? Have you known them?
Since yesterday.
Oh, really? You just met?
Yeah, so they're probably getting bored of us already.
No, we're not.
you guys were great last night, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between the guys coming up saying turn up is that we always say turn down when we play.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But, and not any girls. Mostly men. Mostly old men, I'm afraid.
Oh, we get that too.
We need to change the brand. These songs went. What have we not heard?
Oh, Night Train.
So you played the whole album.
Where do I find that?
You guys were late.
We go back. I've been waiting for you.
Play Hush? Yeah, we played Hush.
You did? Okay.
That one, the second one.
What one?
How about Excuse? I like that song. Excuse, was it?
Oh, thank you. Excuse
me? Excuse me?
Yeah.
No, it's, you go back.
You try to find Night Train?
Yeah, if you go back.
Night Train.
I gotta go back.
Yeah.
I'm not that computer savvy, you know.
Oh, really?
Okay, we go to Masters. Okay, not that one. The left one there.
This one?
You can't tell.
And then you go back. Oh, there, yeah. Okay.
But that's not letting me.
Okay, so take the one to the left on top.
That one?
Yeah. And then you go exit. And then you can go Night Train down.
Night Train? Like the drink?
Up.
There we go. Yeah.
I'm on the Night Train!
Exactly. Yeah.
Stuff!
Oh, wow, man, you can sing.
I don't sing like that.
Yeah.
That was my Axl Rose. All right, let's check it out. Night Train, brand new stuff from Cocktail Slippers. And we'll be talking to Diamond Dogs and listening to some of their stuff real soon. So stick around. understand that when you listen to it later. 91.5 WMFON Medford. More Cocktail Slippers there. Night Train. I was saying that was brand new, but that was 2021 it was put out, right?
Yeah. That's from the album Shout Out Loud.
Your last album. Yeah. And you're soon to have a new one.
Yeah.
Which we played a couple off. Hush.
Hush is from Shout Out Loud. But Good Love and Good 1, 2, 3 are the new ones.
Good Love and 1, 2, 3. So yeah, we got that down. On Fire, City on Fire.
Yeah, that's also on the Shout It Out Loud.
Why don't we play City on Fire, and then is there another song that you really want to hear much better than that?
They're all freaking amazing. Okay. So I mean,
because
you take your pick,
Mister. After this song, I'm gonna have the boys switch with the girls.
Yeah. Absolutely,
and we'll be playing Diamond Dogs.
Yeah,
and
you
guys can.
You guys can
be the peanut gallery over here.
All right,
you know?
We'd love to. Yeah, no, City on Fire is good. It's gonna be. That's what we're gonna do tonight. We're gonna set the Portland City on fire with the Diamond Dogs and
That's a fun place, Gina's. Just don't get hit with a beer bottle.
Oh, really? I always aim for that.
Oh, see, I'm the only one who gets hit with beer bottles at Gina's.
Who's Gino?
I don't know who Gino is. Is there a Gino? Papa Gino.
He's a Gino in the bottle.
Genie. That's the
Gino.
Genie.
All right. City on Fire. Cocktail Slippers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kate, Hope has something to say to you. This is Hope from Cocktail Slippers.
Okay, thank you so much for having us here, Ryan. And okay, I'm gonna let you all you guys know where we're playing. The next stop is Geno's in Portland with the Diamond Dogs, Soraya, and Tiger Bomb, which is gonna be awesome.
Tiger Bomb.
Yeah, yeah. And then
I played with them.
You played with them.
Yeah.
Nice. Played. We played two. Yeah, Soraya as well. Yeah.
Great girls.
And then we have we're gonna play in Ringwood, live at Drew's, Ringwood, New Jersey, on the 12th. And next week we play in Holyoke, with and the 15th of November, and the 16th we play Alchemy Providence.
Who are you playing with in Holyoke?
Psycho
Positive.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not Psycho Positive for that one. Holyoke? That's their town. Psycho Positive? No, they're from Holyoke.
You're talking Hoboken, dude.
Put on
not Holyoke.
Oh, Hoboken. That's right.
But then we have 16th of November, Alchemy Providence with Mucky the Myers and the Stigmatics.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Stigmatics. Lead singer, guitarist is now the Thigh Scrapers bassist. I'm just announcing that to the world.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I'm intertwined with all this.
Yeah, nice. You should come with us.
I'd like to.
And then we have Freehold, New Jersey on the 17th of November and ending the tour 18th of November in Manhattan. We're playing with Paul Marley Dillron and the Doppelgang and Amanda Cross. So, 18th of November, Heaven Can Wait in Manhattan. It's one of Jesse Malin's clubs.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the
Heaven
tour.
Heaven Can Wait?
Yeah.
All right. Good movie.
So I hope your car is working by then. So you
warm,
can.
Warm, beating. I haven't had to wait.
Give it to the Diamond Dog.
Thank you. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, now we go on to Diamond Dogs. What's up? Hope, gotta put your mics up.
That's good. No, it's fine. It's a sunny day in wherever we are, Boston area.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to get technical, it's Medford.
Okay, Medford, Boston, Massachusetts.
America, Western Hemisphere.
Okay, I have this CD in here. What's the first song we're gonna play off of it?
The first song is you probably play the first song because. It's also the kind of, commercial signature. It's called Get a Rock and Roll Record. You should play that one.
Yeah.
For people that likes to get rock and roll records.
I was trying to figure out this screwy thing here. Phew. There you go. All right. So, is it Diamond Dogs or The Diamond Dogs? I asked the girls the same question.
Well, it's been both, I think.
And they had the same answer.
Yeah, but it's probably Diamond Dogs nowadays. I mean, we've been going for 30 years, so we kind of skip the now. Right.
I see one day, like, my band's The Thigh Scrapers. I see it evolving into Thigh Scrapers, and then someday we're just going to be The Scrapers.
And then just the purse. Yeah. No, but I think it's Diamond Dogs. And everyone, it's all that connection with David Bowie. But actually, David Bowie nicked it from Oscar Wilde first.
Wilde?
Yeah, he was the one writing about the Diamond Dogs first.
Oh, okay.
So David Bowie liked Oscar Wilde, of course, so he nicked it from them. And the first time it appears in music is in the late 50s when Smokey Robinson and the Miracles doing Shop Around. They sing about the Diamond Dogs.
Okay.
So I usually say we don't know anything about any David Bowie. We listen to Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Ah.
Because Tracks of My Tears is probably one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah.
Good. Were you like Ladies of the Night, the Diamond Dogs, the real ones?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It sounds like it.
Ladies of the Night?
Yes.
By who?
No, the name Diamond Dogs comes from a group of ladies of the night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm
Midnight
saying.
Butterflies, as
yes.
we say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you saying that's like a slang word that...
Or maybe
for good time girls, then.
Maybe even a certain group of ladies of the night that were named Diamond Dogs, because that's what they probably are or were.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Why don't we hear one of your songs before we really get going, huh? So we're on.
Do you want me to introduce it?
Yeah, we're playing the first one from this album.
That album is called About the Hardest Nut to Crack, and I can explain that after this song where you got that name.
Okay.
But the song is like a message, clear message. Get a rock and roll record before it's too late.
Okay. Diamond Dogs on 91.5 WMFO. I almost said my old station. That would not have been good. Yeah, get yourself a rock and roll record. Woo! Did you want to tell us what that was about? I mean, I can tell what it's about, but...
Oh, no, that's of course, that's very obvious. It's because, you know, you should get a rock and roll record, because there's a lot of rock bands around, but it's not so much roll bands around. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to kind of try to, you know, save the rolling stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when people ask me what I do, I say I'm in a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should keep on saying that.
I like
that. So you never forget it.
I like it.
Yeah. No, and the album, it's actually our 15th album.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have been around since the 90s, right?
92. I formed this band with a guy.
You guys are busy.
Yeah, I went to school with a guy, Bobo, who plays the keyboards in Helicopters. We formed a band in 92.
Before we get too deep into it, let's go around the table. So your name and your instrument.
Yes. My name is Sulo, and I'm the singer and the songwriter.
And I'm Johnny, bass player and background vocals.
Lars, guitars.
Lars Guitars.
It's a great. it's such a great stage name.
Yeah. Well, yeah, usually, yeah, just call your last name Guitars.
But usually it's Large Guitars.
And is that it? The three? Yeah, I thought there was more.
No, it's just our three. Here.
They're shy. The other guys are shy. They're outdoors and probably looking for something to eat.
They are part of the band, though, right? Yeah,
they definitely are.
I know. I saw some more people. Sure,
Hong's been in the band for, you know, as long as the same as me. He's one
How
of the.
How many guys in the band?
We're five in the band, and from the original from 30 years back, it's just me and Hong.
So the other two are out there like trying to pick up college girls or something.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, the Cockney Stippers.
Ah, yeah. Okay. So How often do you come to the States?
This is our first time in the States.
Oh,
because welcome. As you said, we've been busy, and that album that you play the song "Get a Rock and Record" from is called "About the Hardest Nut to Crack." Mm-hmm. And it's about England, because we played over 300 gigs in England, mm-hmm. touring with Nazareth and Ian Hunter and Hanoi Rocks and Damned, and you know, many times around. So there's going to be a little pod thing. I'm going to record in BBC when I'm coming back mm-hmm. to Sweden. I'm going over to England to record it about our adventures on the island of in Britain.
Yes,
and that's called "The Hardest Nut to Crack" or "How We Survived England," because if you actually do over 300 gigs in England, it must be something mentally wrong with you. So that's what I'm going to try to explain in that pod. No, it's a great lot of stories. You know, we've been everywhere in England, and Spain is our second homeland. We've been over like 200 gigs in Spain.
How many shows do you have set up for this tour in America?
Just eight.
Eight.
No. I usually not get up out of bed except for 10 gigs, but you know, there's eight. No, and "The Hardest Nut to Crack," I have to go back there, because that's what our promoter in England said when he sent us out on endless tours, like 21 gigs and 21 dates in nowhere. You know, you played like outside Middlesbrough or Macclesfield on a Tuesday night. He said, you got to keep on touring, boys. England is the hardest nut to crack.
Mm.
And it was.
Hence the title.
Love it. Love it. When did you guys get here?
We got here, I can't even remember what I did yesterday, but it's like 2 weeks soon.
You've been here 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. We've done
six gigs.
Have you been staying with John Keegan this whole time?
Or? No.
It's you stayed there last night.
Yeah, the last night. So he, you know, we're probably going to stay forever now, because, you know,
I'll hail my wife, Susan.
No, we've been in Jersey.
John's a partier. Did he let you fucking go to sleep?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
We got older.
Yeah. We haven't had a drink for
breakfast. We've been in Jersey for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Based in Middletown, and then going up to New York and down to Philly to play. And then from there to here.
Very good, very good. What song would you like to have me play next?
Oh, well, I would like to play a song that's about those 30 years in the business. It's called "Gurus and Gangsters."
1, 2, 3, 4.
Because it's full of them.
It is.
I have found this thing.
It's a goddamn impossible way of life.
I cue it. It does that, no. Now it goes to 5. This thing is screwed up.
Is it screwed up?
I'll fix it.
Okay. Well, it's a dirt.
Yeah.
Okay, they're telling me we have 5 minutes. Can you plug all your shows and have time for a song?
Well, we've already done almost everyone. But we play tonight in Portland, Maine. Genos, I think it's called, or Genos. It's
with Genos.
Genos in Portland, Maine. And then tomorrow we play in Holyoke, but I can't remember the
Divine
name.
Divine Theater.
Oh, the Divine
That's
Theater.
That's okay, I thought it was Hoboken.
Oh, no. Divine Theater in Hoboken. No, in Holyoke.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, yeah. I just heard that the New York people are calling the drivers of Massachusetts massholes.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Can you believe it? Come on.
Come on. So that's what we do. And hopefully we get back to America soon. We're going to Spain next to make, you know, a big tour in Spain.
Very
in
cool.
the spring. So, yeah. But we hopefully get back again.
Back here, yes.
To rediscover America.
Yep. Hopefully I can make one of these shows.
Yeah, you should.
I'm having car trouble right now.
Yeah.
I had to have my friend
drive
me
in. We had car trouble before we came here, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's always trouble.
The car was working, but nothing else. You're going to hear that forever, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
We'll never make it to Maine either. We'll be coming tomorrow.
Well, they are the Diamond Dogs. They're excellent. I want to see you live. You guys should see them live. And what song do you want to go out with?
Well, we want to go out with a song that explains how it is to be watching a Diamond Dogs gig and how it is to be on stage when it's pouring, it's soaking wet, it's keep dripping down.
Mm-hmm.
So you should experience that, you know. You should
I have.
You should take an Uber to the next gig.
Uh-huh. Are you going to pay for that Uber?
Well, if I have to, yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can go with us and Dan.
I'll do that. Pick me up in Quincy.
Yeah.
No, what song you want to hear?
Keep Dripping Down.
Oh, okay. Which?
As his number is...
Keep Dripping Down.
Seven.
Number seven. That's number seven.
Okay. Eight.
Diamond Dogs. Next place you can see them is Geno's.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You turned me down again?
I did again.
Oh. Tonight the Geno's in Portland, Maine. Yes. Diamond Dogs. One of the last surviving rock and roll bands on earth. And still going.
And Cocktail Slippers will be there as well.
Cocktail Slippers, Tiger Bombs, and of course Soraya, which is our friends from Philly.
They're the only ones I haven't met. I know Tiger Bomb real well.
Okay. You haven't met Soraya?
No.
Oh, it's a great, you know, great people.
They'll have to come on some other time. Where are they from?
Philadelphia. Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, I just want to thank you guys very much. I didn't even get to thank Cocktail Slippers. They just ran out the door.
Yeah.
They're on the way.
Typically Norwegian way to say goodbye. That's a Norwegian goodbye. But well, we in Sweden, Swedish people are more polite. We say, thank you for having us. It has been a pleasure.
That's what I'm saying you needed to stay for.
Yeah, I'd like to come back, of course. If you want me this afternoon, I'll be here again.
And you know what I say? Where's my T-shirt?
Oh, yeah. Where's his T-shirt?
It's in the car.
Okay.
I'm only joking. That would be lovely, though.
Oh, we get one for you, of course. But did you get one from the Cocktail Slippers?
No.
No, that's the typical Norwegian way of... I'm only joking.
Sound like Andrew Dice Clay there for a minute. Oh!
So, this is Sula from the Diamond Dogs, and thank you all for listening. And we will sort you out with a T-shirt, and we will tell the Cocktail Slippers how to behave. So they will send a package to you later on.
Don't tell them to behave too much.
No. But, you know, you see, they don't. So, but you have to keep them on a, you know...
Yeah.
On the leash.
Yeah, Diamond Dogs have leashes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I love your stuff. I'll get it in the system and play you more often.
Perfect.
All right.
Yes.
Have a great time at Geno's.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You have a medium size?
I'm extra large.
Large.
Yeah, I'm tall guy. Extra large.
Yes.
XL.
I'll tell you what.
He's going to give me a large.
I'll tell you what. I'll get it. You give it to me.
Oh, okay.
You
give it to X.
Then I'm not sure if you get it, but I give it to him and he give it to you.
XL.
Yeah, we got
what kind of you want?
Black.
Of course.
Yeah. Like this?
It's time. Someone says it's time to.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Good night. It's time to go.
Good night, Irene.
I thought it was good night, sweetheart.
I was hoping I would have these guys on it.
Yeah,
you need a shirt with that.
Next one.
You know when you get
when that? When did I miss?
When you start getting cartoon covers, you know that's because we're getting old. You know you don't want to be in a photo anymore. No, I'm joking. I'm so good looking. You would never believe your eyes.
You got a face for radio.
Whoa.
Look out!
I'll fix your new chair, too.
It's the sabotage chair. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. They're Diamond Dogs. I got to do
the I think
Boston.
The cocktail slippers broke this chair. I would talk about them about that, too.
Tell those girls that they were great. I loved having them on, all right? Take it easy, guys. Did you... Did Dan leave? Dan's
going
to
drag him
off. Going to
Portland now. Yes. Use the bathrooms if you need to.
Yeah. It's okay.
Down that way. 91.5 WMFON Medford. We're going to do a late Boston groupie news right after this. I've been dying to play it ever since I heard that band's name.
Come on.
91.5 WMFON Medford. And there they go, the Diamond Dogs. That's what they call them. And, yes. Let's go to the Boston Groupie News Report, where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's going on tonight, maybe a little out forward. La 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 la. KLYAM's annual Rama Lama Ding Dong Fest with Johnny and the Food Masters, Balaklava from New York, Gossip Caller, Spitz, Nurse Joy, Orange Whip, new band with members of Funeral Cone, Ancient Filth. That's how O'Brien sounds, pretty filthy. Show we've been talking about all day. The Cocktail Slippers from Norway, Diamond Dogs from Sweden, Soraya and Tiger Bomb at Gino's in Portland tonight. Last week, Boston Groupie News said it was sold out. Bad on them. Because it is not. They admit we were wrong. Get tickets here. There's a spot to get your tickets. And I bet that will sell out after me saying that. Swamp Roots with Artie Sneederman and Steve Aquino, along with the Black Souls and the Sonomatics, are having a rock and roll blues show at the Century Sportsman Club in Auburn, Mass. It's an early show. Starts at 6. Here's the FB event page right there for more info. What else is going on tonight? Tomorrow, Sunday, Claim Choice, Concrete Elite, Working Poor USA, Wired Up are at the Midway starting at 3. Get on down there. The Matinee Show. Mighty Suicide Squirrels, Pint Killers, Dan Cumming, Disqualifier at the Jungle, Matinee, 5 to 8 tonight. Sins, no, that, I'm sorry, 5 to 8 tomorrow night. Last couple were Sunday. Also Sunday, Sins, USM, C.E. Skidmore, the DFB at Worthen House Attic in Lowell. Tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night, Diamond Dogs again with Soraya at Divine Theater, Holyoke, Mass. And there's a ton more. It's just all sorts of great bands gushing out of the page at me, so you can't see them all. But it's sure fun trying. Here's Tiger Bomb. MFO! had to jump in here into the short version of Boston Groupie News Aftermath. Boom, 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 boom. I bet you just been told by a little birdie that Diamond Dog's Soraya show at Divine Theater in Holyoke, Mass. Tomorrow, Little Billy Lost can also be seen at that show. Yes! What a threefer. But look out! Oh, what I wanted to say, and this is why I don't have time for Little Billy Lost. I haven't played this guy in a long time, and I love him. My good friend Andy California is playing tomorrow. The amazing Andy California, Nestor Donuts, Matt Farley, The Curls, and Clam at State Park. State Park. That's in Cambridge. One Kendall Square. Go check him out. It's nothing like him. Here's his band, The Monsieurs. They'll sound an awful lot like this.